And he just stands there afterwards, holding it, like cupping it with his arm good underneath evening. And just goes, good evening.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, happy Tuesday. Champions League resumes this evening. Who's playing today?
City Real Madrid tonight, mate.
Big game, big game.
Yep, looking forward to it. You're not real, really, if you don't want to watch these games. It's like I'm gonna try and like take Harry for a run as soon as I pick him up from nursery. Wear him the fuck out. Like, get in bed by 8 o'clock, please, mate, so I can watch that game tonight.
There's also alternatives, mate. Like, slip a bit of whiskey in his milk or whatever.
Why would I do that to my child?
You knock him out. Go to sleep.
I don't even slip myself a bit of whiskey anymore. I can't deal with that shit.
Nah, it's true.
There's also obviously a big game tomorrow night, and of course a big surprise. We'll come back onto Champions League fantasy and what our plans are. We're not going to spend a half hour talking about Champions League fantasy because it's not enough to discuss the makeup half hour. I wanted to talk to you a little bit.
How many free trousers, by the way, do we get this time?
Five.
I need seven.
Fine. You need seven. Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, four Bayern Munich.
We'll come back to that. We'll come back
Chelsea
to that.
And a Darwin Nunez.
I wanted to talk briefly about Villarreal. Because actually, on the face of it, this is mad that they're in the Champions League semi-final and not for the first time. Do you know how many major trophies they've won in their history?
In their history? 10. 15.
One.
Only ever won.
Last year's Europa League. It was the first major trophy in their history.
Never won the league and never won the Spanish Cup.
Nope.
But they are the equivalent of, let's say, top the fifth, sixth, seventh biggest. You got the two, Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico. So
you want an idea?
Sevilla, Valencia.
Yeah.
So that's five clubs.
You want to know how big they are, right?
So sixth biggest club in Spain.
What do you know about the city, Villarreal?
Boats.
Famous really in terms of the industry for making money through ceramics.
Okay.
The owner of the club, Fernando Roig, he's made all his money through the ceramics industry.
Nice.
Do you know how many inhabitants there are in Villarreal?
Half a million.
50,000.
50,000 people. So we're in the London Borough of Barnet. I'm sure there's 250,000 in the London Borough of Barnet, mate. There's five times as many in our borough of London.
So, trivia question.
50,000 is fuck all. So.
Yes, exactly. So, hold fire. So, since there's no trivia this week, here's this week's trivia question. How many teams have reached a Champions League semi-final where the place that they play from has less than 50,000 inhabitants? Ever.
No, it's not going to be. Because, I mean...
There is one.
Tottenham, you count as London.
Yeah, of course, yeah. To be honest, there's probably more people live in Tottenham than...
There are, definitely. More than 50,000.
Than Villarreal.
Not Kiev.
No, that's a pretty big city, sir.
Not like Bucharest. There's only one with less than 50,000 inhabitants that's made
a Champions League semi. They have made a Champions League
semi.
They have made a Champions League final as well.
In the last 20 years, it's not Barcelona. Not one of the Portuguese clubs.
No,
because Porto, Lisbon, they're all bigger.
I tell you what, if you were really, really rich and wanted to go to a casino and didn't want to go to Vegas,
Monaco. Yeah.
It's the only one. That doesn't even count. It's a principality, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Funded
if
by
if you said to
wealth.
Me, where's Monaco? I'd say it's in France.
So when we're saying that Villarreal has less inhabitants than Barnet, do we understand how incredible this is?
Yes. Although the size of a football club, the size of the city that a club's in doesn't dictate the size of the club.
No, but, of course not.
Obviously, it affects... A couple of things. It affects the amount of youth players that maybe come through from the local area, and it affects the fan base, because if you're in a small place, you're unlikely to have a big fan base, which means you're unlikely to get big gate receipts, which means financially you're not going to be able to compete with bigger clubs.
So El Madrigal, which was recently renamed, which is Villarreal's home stadium, was recently renamed Estadio de la Ceramica, again in relation to the nearby ceramics industry and where Ruiz made his money from. Do you know how much the stadium holds?
25,000.
23,500.
Close. Like, do they fill it every week?
It's like fucking Burnley, bruv.
Yeah. Do they fill it every week?
Yeah, generally, yeah. They'll obviously be full tomorrow night. I mean, there'll be thousands of Liverpool fans will find their way in there. I don't doubt that. Sorry, not tomorrow night, next Tuesday.
It doesn't particularly feel like the type of place where there might be trouble.
Nope, probably won't be trouble. So, I mean, nearby is Valencia, would be the nearest airport if you obviously wanted to fly there.
Mm. Nice place. I've been once to Valencia. Wicked city.
I'd love to go to Valencia. We played a friendly in the Mestalla about 10 years ago. I really wanted to go. So anyway, we had a friendly announced at Rangers. I've been looking at flights this morning. It's a bit more expensive than I'd like for a pre-season friendly. I've done Parkhead. I haven't done Ibrox. But the point is, like you mentioned, biggest clubs in La Liga. Half the league is bigger than this club by a distance. This is not West Ham. West Ham playing a 60,000 seater stadium. Leicester are looking to expand.
We're massive, mate.
Yes.
Is this Fulham getting to the Europa League final levels?
I think in terms of size of football club, considering its history, etc., yes, it's not far off.
But this is Champions League semis, not Europa League. I mean, they won the Europa League last year. That's why they're in the Champions League this year. So
correct.
Whoever wins Europa League this year will get to the Champions League semis next year. Come on, West Ham.
Red Bull Leipzig. And they never even played in the top division until the late 90s.
Latecomers.
Yeah, they've got no...
You've got no fans. You've got no history.
There's no history whatsoever. So obviously the owner, Fernando Roig, he brought the club just before their first promotion to La Liga. Do you know how much he bought the club for?
100 grand, that's not stupid.
500,000 euros approximately, basically.
350 grand. Cheap.
He now has very recently said he would not accept a bid of 300 million euros.
What?
His net worth is about $1.8 billion, which is obviously a sizable amount of money, but were he to buy a Premier League club tomorrow, if he wanted to build it and make it an elite Premier League club, that is not enough money. Mm. But it is a sizable chunk in La Liga, and he has poured a lot of money into the football club. So although this is obviously a romantic story, you mentioned Fulham. I mean, Fulham were heavily backed originally by obviously Mohamed Al-Fayed when they first come into the Premier League. And so there probably are some sort of similarities there in terms of the type of size of football club that we're talking about. Nicknamed Yellow Submarines, their original kit was white and black. Someone got sent to buy a new kit and they only had yellow, and they've played in yellow ever since. It was originally yellow shirts and black shorts, but the players didn't like the combination, so they played in all yellow. And lots around the city, obviously following the football team's success, is very much built in the colour of yellow. They're iconic, actually.
Yep.
We spoke about iconic kits yellow on the Q&A yesterday. Mm. Who else plays in an all yellow kit?
All yellow, not sure.
Think of many.
Yeah.
So, iconic from that perspective.
Chelsea, in their
in the FA Cup final.
I know that will annoy
me.
You.
really, things that shouldn't annoy me as much as they do. Issue 267. Chelsea deciding to play in yellow against Liverpool. Yes, has really, really annoyed me. Particularly, even more so in an FA Cup final. Anyway, that's well off topic. So, anyway. Point is, was to highlight just a little bit in terms of what Villarreal and how historic is that they've got it. Then when you add to, okay, the success of the team from last year, beating Manchester United on penalties in Europa League final, they have spent money over the years, like they've bought Dan Juma, obviously, last year from Bournemouth, but we're not talking hundreds of millions, although Villarreal are now saying they probably rate him about 5-6 times more than the 15 million or so they bought him for. Pau Torres is probably the standout name that people know. He's obviously part of the full Spanish team now as a centre-back. He's 25. Mm. He's not like... So I read a piece where he was being compared to... Villarreal were being compared to the Ajax team that obviously played us in 2019. De Ligt was 19. It was a comparison on De Ligt and Pau Torres. Torres is 25. Mm. No one bought him last summer after he played for Spain in Euros, or bought him after he helped Villarreal win the trophy last year. He is a proper local lad. But actually, it's a team of fucking misfits, isn't it? Mm. It's half of North London cast-offs with like Capu and Lo Celso and Aurea and Foyth. I mean, this is ridiculous. Coughlin and who's the other gooner who's there? There's another one there as well, I think. Oh, yeah, the manager. Imagine if he wins the Champions League. Like, honestly.
Unai Emery.
Mate, just imagine it, right? Where he's got the old cup with the big ears and he just stands there afterwards holding it, like cupping it with his arm underneath and just goes, good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, mate, that'd get meme to fuck. And he, obviously, his historical record in this competition is extraordinary. When you look at the team on the paper...
Isn't there more Europa League with Sevilla, his record?
Yes, of course, absolutely. But what if he wins this?
Yeah.
Do you think Arsenal fans would look back on it and go, should we give this guy more time? And I do think, in all seriousness, that it's just wrong person, wrong time. It was just a bad fit. The whole way that he was kind of mimicked in terms of that good ebbing and all that stuff, it was doomed to fail once he lost a few players in that dressing room. But he's an elite manager. He just was wrong fit for Arsenal, basically. Yep. If they were to win this competition, that would be extraordinary. I don't think Liverpool will have it easy against them.
Yeah, no doubt. When you get to the semis of the European competition, they're no easy games, mate.
You don't get a Mickey Mouse team in a Champions League semi-final. Nah, quarter-final, no. You can, I think.
Yeah.
Semi-final, no. They're experienced. They'll be tough to break down. They've just knocked out Bayern Munich and Juventus, right?
So yep.
Haven't had two easy games to get to this point. Very impressive. Of course, we expect Liverpool to beat them. But I think there's a danger for Liverpool fans in the sense that they'll already be thinking about the final. I was watching a bit of Jordan Henderson's press conference on YouTube this afternoon. And literally the first comment, you know, in the chat on these things, when there's so many people watching, you get like some real clowns in there. The first comment I saw was, quadruple march is on, take it one game at a time. Like the most contradictory sentence you could make up.
Yep,
we're thinking about winning the quadruple, but remember, take it one game at a time, lads. Don't say it then. Liverpool will think that a Champions League final is a certainty, I think.
Fans or team?
Fans.
Yeah, I think so as well. If you draw Villarreal and you're playing as well as Liverpool are at the moment, you'd think so.
I'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who doesn't think Liverpool are going to win this tie. But I don't think Liverpool are going to batter them, is my point.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you want to relate it to Champions League fantasy, Serge, how many Liverpool players you got? Because that's where the money should go, really, shouldn't it?
Trent, Salah, Robertson, Jota.
I've got Trent, Robertson, Salah, Diaz. I've got four.
Same as me.
Do you have any Villarreal? You've got Danjuma, haven't you?
Danjuma!
Yeah, I don't know whether to get him in, or I feel like the all-in strategy should be just get your quota of Liverpool. I can obviously get two more. Because I've got unavailability of obviously Bayern players. Lewandowski on his own obviously frees up quite a bit of money. So I've now lost five from Bayern Munich. How many did you lose?
Four.
I've lost Lewandowski, Sané, Koeman, Kimmich and Neuer.
So I don't have Koeman, but the other four are the same.
Okay. I've also lost N'Golo Kante.
Yep.
I've got James McAtee from Man City. So you might as well say I'm without seven.
I lost Kante and Reece James. And I lost Darwin Nunez as well.
So how many you got left?
I've got four.
So how many have you got five, from six, the other side? City and Madrid.
I've got eight players in total. City, Madrid, I've got just City. So I've got Laporte, Foden and Ederson. So Lewandowski.
No Madrid.
Nah. Lewandowski to Benzema is quite straightforward. I've got the money. May as well get it done.
So what are you thinking?
I haven't given it much thought, mate, to be honest with you.
No fucking shot.
Sub out. Transfer out is what I want, isn't it? Cancel substitution.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
Eliminated. Why can't I hit transfer? Why can't I make transfers? My team.
Your account has been blocked.
Mate, here we go. Transfer out. So Benzema is definitely coming in.
Yeah.
Sane's got to go.
Well, this is the thing, right?
De Bruyne.
If you're without six or seven players, get rid of the guys with the money. Is the obvious way to describe this, unless, of course, you've got a 4.5 million midfielder and you want to prioritise getting the midfielders. It's worth saying at this stage, and I'm probably going to contradict this by telling you what my planned moves are. At this stage, it's easier to predict a clean sheet than an attacking return. I think, like, you still captain your Salahs, for example, if that's what you want to do, rather than a defensive player. But particularly in the final, like, it's a certainty for me near enough that I'll captain a defensive player in the final, try and get a block of something and win out that way. Because the reality is, in a Champions League final, three or four players are going to get attacking returns. You pick 11 players. Actually, if you get a block of a clean sheet and you've got six there, six returns for you, isn't it? So bear that in mind for the final, I think. Obviously, you need that to be a clean sheet. I think a lot of us last year had blocked Man City defence in the final.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Chelsea won 1-0, didn't they? But I'm set up to move towards possibly that Liverpool block defensively. So I'm considering Van Dijk. Obviously, I think I'd leave the if they got to the final, I'd leave the Matip or Konate decision right till the end. So I can go Van Dijk in. I think Alisson is the obvious one for me to get in. Admittedly, then I've got Alisson at Edison, but I'd rather have the two shots at the clean sheet there. Other players I'm looking at, Sadio Mane, 10.5. But obviously, if I go Alisson, I can't get Alisson, Van Dijk and Mane now. So it's probably a Mane or a Van Dijk for me. Obviously, if I go Van Dijk, I could go for like Kevin De Bruyne. But I'm also looking at Riyad Mahrez, 9.7. Phil Foden, 8.2. We obviously do get the benefit of the Manchester City team tonight. And the forwards, Jota is obviously under consideration. But I do think that I think Diaz is ahead of him now. I just think he's too good. I'm looking at Vinicius Jr. at 8.9. Remember I said to you one of the few shows we did a little while ago about you're not going to have the forward availability like for the final. You'll probably have one up front. But actually, were it to be a Madrid-Liverpool final, I'd be sitting there with Benzema, Vinicius and Diaz and just leave that, I think.
You're allowed to take hits in this?
Yes, you are.
Would you bother?
No.
How many do we get next week?
I don't think if I only had two or if I only had two Liverpool, for example, and was really decimated, then I'd say yeah, maybe take a minus four and make six transfers or something. Yeah,
I'm going to leave Neuer. I'll deal with that problem later because I've got Ederson.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I'll probably leave one of Reece James or Kimmich in there.
Yeah, I mean I could do it that way. Leave Alisson, and then get Van Dijk in and maybe Mane, but I might be a bit short of money if I go down that route. I think I'd prefer to go Vinicius Jr. at the moment because I think if Madrid do get to the final, I'm not quite so interested in their attacking midfield players. Like I'd want Vinicius and Benzema as the attacking options from Madrid, definitely. Whereas most other clubs like Liverpool with Salah, Mane and Man City, De Bruyne, Foden, Mahrez, etc. The ones you want are in the midfield area. So I feel like I'd rather compensate and go that way towards Vinicius. What do we think of the City Madrid tie? We all think it's going to be City Liverpool final, don't we?
Yep.
I think.
Look, you got a striker like Benzema. Anytime he can really go off. So yeah, Real Madrid gave Chelsea a real tough game. So did Chelsea the other side.
City, of course, have got these real defensive problems going into the first leg. So Cole Walker apparently didn't train yesterday. Obviously, Cancelo's suspended. So what are they going to do at right back? They're going to play John Stones there if he's available.
It's probably
the solution, isn't it?
I think that's more 50-50, you know?
Something tells me that it won't be a City-Liverpool final because I'm very confident that will be the final.
Madrid-Liverpool. That would be a hell of a final.
Considering we're going to be out in Birmingham for game week 39, I'm kind of hoping for a Madrid-Villarreal final.
Yeah.
I don't really want Liverpool playing.
Especially
but also, at the same time, look, Liverpool-Man City Champions League final, it feels like the two best teams around at the moment. Oh, that's what you'd want to see, isn't
they're
it?
They're on fire, both of them.
That's like, if we were out that night, it's like, don't speak to me.
Mm. you know, sit quietly. I mean, to be honest with you, we'd be out with like ice packs and fucking
possibly ibuprofen. Be back in the hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, nursing some injuries. Might be sipping pints through a straw or something. Yeah.
I wouldn't advise that, mate.
What, sipping a pint through a straw?
No, I wouldn't.
Do you end up drinking too quick?
Yes, of course you would. Of course you would. Do you reckon I should go for Dan Juma? I don't know if I'm going too overkill with Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got, how many transfers next week do we get? Another three?
Two or three.
And then in the final week, six again.
It's another five for the final, I think.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
If Liverpool go out, I'm fucked. You know that.
Yeah. Well, you and everybody else.
I suppose, yeah.
You and everybody else, mate. So I wouldn't worry too much from that perspective. I think go for Dan Juma. I've got him sitting there already anyway. I don't think he's a bad shout.
He's a good budget option, isn't he? What is he, 6-7, 7-6, something like that? You've got him, haven't you?
I tell you that Dan Juma is now 7.6.
Still decent, isn't it? But then I look at that and I go, oh, right, so I'm going to get Dan Juma, who's got two games against Liverpool at 7.6, or do I pay 8.2 for Phil Foden? I feel like I want to go and pay for Phil Foden, to be honest, more. I'm pretty confident Foden and Mahrez played these Champions League games.
Mahrez can tear it up.
He was their Champions League boy last year. Then you got big game Kev, haven't you?
Hmm.
I think it'd be City-Liverpool final. But something's nagging away telling me it won't be.
Yeah, Real Madrid and no mugs. No mugs.
Of course they're not. They've got the history, the prestige. They've got the know-how.
They've got the talent.
Yes, they still do, but for me, they are definitely inferior to City.
Yep.
And Liverpool, by the way, both of them.
But they've got a top goalkeeper, right? Top goalkeeper.
Yes.
And then a top striker at the other end of the pitch who can put the ball.
World class, without a doubt.
And then you've got creativity of Modric in the middle and a few other players like Cruz. So I think, like, they might.
I think, like, if City keep the ball so much, like, what you'd say about Modric and Cruz, like, they've still got it, but they're old legs, aren't they?
Just whether or not.
City worked the fuck out of you.
I think it's going to be very much down to early goals and that kind of thing. Because if Madrid can score early and then they can cling on to something or have got something to play for, it makes a big difference as well.
Go on then, correct score predictions?
Just for this week? Yeah. Or aggregate?
Yeah, just this week.
Both are home, aren't they, City and...
Yeah.
City, I'm going to go 1-1.
Are you think draw?
Yeah. And Liverpool, I'm going to go 3-0 to Liverpool.
I'm going to go 1-0 to City and Liverpool.
I still think Liverpool would do the quadruple, so, you know.
I think there's a lot of people getting nervous about it.
What's the odds on the quadruple, do you reckon? 10-1?
It's not, yeah, about that. It's not massive. You can only get... I saw someone did a request about yesterday on City and Liverpool winning all their remaining Premier League games. That's only 12-1.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Only?
Yeah.
Wow, that's how good they are, right?
That's 10 wins in the accumulator.
It's basically evens for every single game.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Nah.
It's a lot less.
Okay.
A lot less than that.
Wow.
You think if it's evens, you're doubling, aren't you? 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. Doesn't work like that.
Okay, so even less. Man.
That's terrible odds.
Man.
But then we all think it's possible, don't we?
Yep. Yeah, unlikely.
If you're a City or Liverpool fan listening, I wish you the best of luck. If you're a Real Madrid fan, I wish you the best of luck. If you're a Villarreal fan, you're the first I've ever... Yeah, let me know.
Yeah. And of course, it's not the only European competition this week. So, but we'll talk about that
yep.
more probably
in Tottenham.
We'd like
to wish Leicester the very best of luck on Thursday.
In the Conference League.
I really hope Leicester win. I'm not joking.
You know, like when you say how many trophies a club has won. The Conference League, does it count?
Of course it does.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think... If the prize is entry into another one of the competitions, like Europa League or Champions League or FA Cup gets you into something, then I think you've got to count it, the Conference League.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't discount it. It's not like winning the Intertoto Cup. Like Villarreal won the Intertoto Cup three or four times.
Is it Conference League and League Cup similar?
Yeah, you would count League Cup as major trophy.
Yeah, so League Cup and Conference are
the
same.
Yeah, it's major trophy. Yeah, absolutely. I obviously want Leicester to win.
You should always want the British team.
I just want all the tweets from all them Roma fans apologising to me.
Why?
For the manager. I got some stick last summer, didn't I? Because I said I apologise to Roma fans in advance.
Ah, okay. Well,
apparently Conte's eyeing that job as well. That's for tomorrow's pod.
Yeah, indeed. Stay safe. Look after yourselves, patrons. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.